Alan, I wanted to ask you one other question. One of the other arenas, and this is usually tied to the charges leveled against Margaret for her association with eugenics. But I wanted to ask you to speak more broadly to this, which is to Margaret's relationship to the African-American community and to some of the African-American leaders that she worked with.
Margaret got in trouble intentionally. She was speaking, it wasn't in Washington, maybe Maryland, I don't remember now, and it was obviously an all-white audience at a businessman's club or something, and she invited two African-American reporters to the meeting, and when they wouldn't let them in, she pretended she had no idea that they wouldn't be admitted. She gave an interview to, I think, the Pittsburgh Press, one of the leading African-American newspapers, about how what this country needs is for white people to understand racism. There's a quote they always use about, I can't do it now, but you know that we mustn't let, we must have the African-American preachers behind the Harlem clinic so they don't think that we're trying to cut back on their birth rate. She didn't say that. She said we need people of the community working with us. We shouldn't come in and impose things on them. She was very forward-looking when it came to any of the minorities. As I said, she opened her first clinic in Brooklyn because it was poor Jewish women and poor Italian immigrant women. So she really was not in any way, I think, a racist or prejudiced.
Thank you. I am going to wrap us by thanking you so much, Alan, for joining us this evening and the rich conversation that we were able to have together. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to be announcing our next Book Club selection very soon. Alan, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we're all really looking forward to the book, the movie, Terrible Virtue, and your next book.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Kathy, and thank you all for wonderful, challenging questions. I really had a wonderful time, and I appreciate it.
Terrific. Good night, everybody, and happy reading.
Good night.